reservations and information at dazzlejazz.com or 303-839-5100. And it just so happens that joining us on microphone number two and number three, right here from the Colorado jazz scene, it's saxophonist Pete Lewis. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Oh, all's well. Thanks for coming by. And Claire Church, now a drummer based in the Centennial State. It's great to see you again, Claire.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And as we mentioned, this is going to be your first gig out playing on your new wax, which is the drum kit.
Right. Yeah, about 2.5 years ago, I developed this thing called focal dystonia, and it kind of put a sharp stop to my saxophone playing for a while. I haven't given up hope yet, but I started playing drums pretty much the day after I knew what was going on, called Paul Romain, started getting lessons. And he's helped me a lot, and he's been a really, really good friend. And I thought, about 3 months ago, I thought, well, I think I'm ready. We've been playing in coffee shops and stuff, and I got in touch with Kevin and said we'd like to do a gig. But it's really meaningful me to be back there, because obviously I've missed all kinds of gigs I would have been on because I couldn't play the saxophone. So I'm really looking forward to doing it.
I can only imagine that switching to percussion is therapeutic. I'm sure you've wanted to hit things quite a bit.
Yeah. Most. I try to stay away from Pete, you know.
Well, and you've already a drummer in the family. Your boy Patrick is a drummer.
He is, and he's got like about 100 times more chops than I do, but I have a lot of years of musical experience, so I know what I want to hear, and I also can get right inside the soloist's head. I really can. I really know what they're going to do. So I'm playing pretty well. My husband and our friend Jerry Weiss, they write really difficult charts. So I'm playing really well and just trying to hang on to their charts, you know, like, because my whole brain is kind of engaged in playing the drum set, you know?
Well, on that subject, it's just one of the things that I find remarkable about the musician community here is you are certainly a musician before you are a particular type of musician. So even though, you know, you can't make the music with the saxophone right now, you didn't let it stop you from being what you are at heart, which is a music maker.
That is so sweet, and so many people have said that. And when early on, I couldn't even hear that. That was like not something I could even deal with. Like, but I'm at the point now where I do feel like I can tune into people's emotions while I'm on the drum set and, like, you know, go with that.
And Eric, she brings a different perspective as a horn player and now a drummer, where it's very refreshing to play with from that perspective, you know, as a horn player. And Claire knows my playing so well, but as an ex-horn player or as one that's on hiatus, it's just a real fresh approach to playing drums, and I find it really fun to play with her.
Yeah, I tend to sing the tune while I'm playing my solos, you know? So it's like when I first started taking with Paul and I'd solo with him, we trade fours, he goes, yeah, so, like, are you like, playing horn lines while you're playing? And I said, yeah, pretty much. And that was my impersonation of Paul. So, hi, Paul.
No, I would have recognized that as a Paul Romain impersonation. Well done.
Okay.
Well done. Now, as for this gig this evening, make that tomorrow evening, pardon, at 7 p.m. at Dazzle. You've a new lineup by necessity. So, Pete, you're on the sax. Claire, you're taking on drum duties. Who else have you got filling out the group?
Well, we have Jason Malmberg on bass, a good friend of ours, and Jerry Weiss on piano. Jerry and I did all the arrangements for the group, and we also have Steve Morley on trumpet, a great young trumpet player.
I just want to say one of the things about this group that people seem to really respond to is that all the tunes are recognizable, whether you're a jazz fan or not. We do, you know, they've done arrangements on Eleanor Rigby, on Time After Time. A really interesting one on Misty that's called Look At Me, that Jerry did. So it's
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, Danny Boy, My Favorite Things, but not the way Train did it.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's
under
cool
half
stuff.
An hour, then.
under half an hour?
Yeah.
No, no.
Pardon.
Oh, you mean my favorite things. Yeah.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, you had me there for a second.
Yeah. Just tuning in, we're talking with Pete Lewis and Claire Church performing with their quintet tomorrow evening at Dazzle Restaurant and Lounge at 7 p.m., followed at 9 by the open jam session. A lot of young players come out for that one, as it's all ages up until, I think, 10:30, and then they throw the young people out, and well, then the slightly not
young.
As young.
Yes.
Right, because it's still a 20-something crowd. Steve Morley is one of my favorite standouts, you know, of that generation right now, of the under 30 set. Has Mervine aged out of that
one
yet?
He has, yes. Oh. Yes, Gabe has aged out.
Wow, they grow up so quick, so, yeah.
Our
yeah.
little boys are all grown up now.
Okay, yeah, so Morley, a front runner on the 20-something crowd on trumpet in Denver right now. That's really cool. Dazzlejazz.com, the website for more information and reservations. Their telephone number, 303-839-5100. First time that Claire Church is playing out on her new instrument, which is the drum kit, since the sax has been set aside, at least for the time being. Are you still fighting to regain your embouchure actively?
I'm really fighting to get rid of... it developed into more like a daily symptom situation. It's a little more serious than just not being able to play now. So I'm trying to fix that, and I'm doing a lot of different things, and then I'll get back to my retraining on the horns. I have an iwi now that I'm going to work on playing, and I'm going to keep practicing drums.
Ah, didn't think of an iwi.
Yeah, I'm going to work on that when I'm allowed to. I have about 14 more weeks before I'm allowed to start retraining again.
Oh, I'm just... we're all impressed with how positive you've been able to keep these travails, and you're making a lot of lemonade lately.
Thank you.
Yeah, making music tomorrow. Pete Lewis, Claire Church, thanks for coming by the Jazz Caravan this afternoon.
Thanks, Eric.
On the subject of tomorrow evening, you two have recorded so often in a lot of different contexts, but... something else from Expeditions, perhaps, to get us into a jazz kind of mood?
Sure, Wee Small Hours.
Well, I can get with that. Track number 9, please. Let's take another expedition with Pete Lewis, Claire Church on Jazz 89, KUVO, and KVJZ.